together. So please.
Excerpt number one. Come and see, Aaron was the right arm of the body, which is tefillah. For this reason, it is written, walking at the right side of Moses, the arm of his glory. Who is he? It is Aaron, who is the right arm of tefillah. It is known that Aaron is called the queen's best man. In order to take upon themselves the burden of the kingdom of heaven, they needed the quality of Aaron, called chesed, as in, because he desires mercy.
This means that the man,
this means that whatever situation one is in, he's content because the acceptance of the burden of the malchut is from the side of chesed and not from the side of chokhmah, but above reason.
Again, please. Yes.
Excerpt number two. Again, we need to know that the right arm is regarded as chesed, which is the vessel of bestowal. That is, he wants only to do mercy and bestow. By his power, Aaron drew this power to the people of Israel. Because of it, no one could fight against the people of Israel. Since it is the conduct of the body that it comes to a person and makes him see that if he listens to it, it will give him many pleasures. But if the body hears that this is his only desire is to bestow, he sees that it hasn't the strength to speak with him. They received the power of bestowal from Aaron the priest, which is the quality of chesed, and were adhered to him.
This means that as much as all chesed, and
therefore they were under his governance. Hence, when Aaron died, he lost the power of bestowal, and the war of self-reception began, for the body could now find a place to argue with him.
Yes, this is a big problem. So let's read three.
Excerpt number three from Abash, article number one, Moses went. The whole exertion begins when a person wants to go above reason and needs to receive that power from above. This comes to them through the quality of Aaron. But now he himself must draw that force, meaning, ask of the Creator to help him. At that time, he begins to discern between two things. One who waits for the Creator to help him receive this power and stands and waits for it. And two, one who hasn't the patience to wait for the Creator to help him, but rather begins to work and then yells for help from the Creator and says, quote, "For the waters are threatening my life," end quote.
It's like this person, and nobody comes. Yes?
And because he has already come to a clear understanding that only the Creator can help him, he receives the help.
Please.
Excerpt 4 from Baal Sulam, Or Bahir 17. Aaron is from the word hirhur, contemplation or reflection. He precedes Moses, and causes him. He is an awakening from below that precedes the awakening from above called Moses. For this reason, Moses is called the king's best man, and Aaron is called the queen's best man. However, both are equal in prophecy, quote, "For the lips of a Kohen, of a priest, preserve knowledge, for he is an angel of the Lord of hosts," end quote. Therefore, Aaron and his sons offer all the offerings in the world because of peace, and in his hand is the triple blessing.
Well, yes.
Excerpt number 5, Rabash Assorted Notes, Article 743, The Journeys of the Children of Israel. A person himself cannot feel it. This is what it means, that every person needs a teacher to guide him. A person must believe that everything that the teacher tells him is according to the word of the Lord. Otherwise, the person will not agree to leave his place and take upon himself the jiggles of the road. And the order of exits and journeys is precisely through Moses and Aaron, since Moses is called the king's best man, and Aaron is the queen's best man. Aaron fixes the candles, meaning the correction of the qualities, so that they are able and worthy of receiving the abundance. This is regarded as preparing the assembly of Israel. Moses is considered the drawing of the light of Torah, which is the meaning of being the king's best man, meaning the extension of the abundance into the corrected vessels.
We need to... Next.
Excerpt 6 from Zohar for All, Vayera, Take Your Rod. In order to defeat those who come from the left side, we need the staff of Aaron, because Aaron comes from the right, since he is a priest, and the left surrenders to the right. Again, excerpt number 6. In order to defeat those who come from the left side,
these are the desires to receive thoughts, all kinds of interruptions on the way.
The staff of Aaron is required, because Aaron comes from the right, since he is a priest, and the left surrenders to the right.
Again.
Yes.
Allah.
Next.
Excerpt 7 from Mabash, Article 18. What it means that we should raise the right hand over the left hand in the work. It is written about Aaron, quote, "And Aaron raised his hands with the missing Yud, the letter Yud in Hebrew, which means one hand. It is because we must raise the right over the left." End quote. We asked what this teaches us in the work. According to the above, we should interpret that the fact that a person should walk on the left, he should be careful that the right is always higher than the left. Meaning that while he is walking on the left and looks at the depiction of the work, whether or not it is complete, he should see that he can immediately return to the right, meaning that the right will always be of higher importance, and that he needs the left only in order to help the right, meaning to have room to always be in wholeness and on the path of truth. That is, he should be happy with his share. And this is called the detaining force.
Excerpt number 8 from Bala Sulam, Shamari 59, concerning the staff and the serpent. Moses said, "But they will not believe me." It means that they will not want to take upon themselves the path of working in faith above reason. Then the Creator told him, "What is it in your hand?" "A staff." "Cast it on the ground." And then promptly it became a serpent. It means that there is no intermediary state between the staff and a serpent. It is rather to know if one is in Kedusha or in the Sidra Achra, the other side. It turns out that in any case, they do not have any other choice but to assume the discernment of faith above reason, called a staff. The staff should be in the hand. The staff should not be thrown. This is the meaning of the verse, "The staff of Aaron budded." It means that all the budding he had in serving the Creator was based specifically on Aaron's staff. This means that he wanted to give us a sign to know if we are walking on the path of truth or not. He gave us a sign to know only the basis of the work, meaning what basis one is working on. If one's basis is the staff, it is Kedusha. And if the basis is within reason, this is not the way to achieve Kedusha.
Once again, be together with everyone. Let's continue.
We're reading excerpt number 10. Rabash. Rabash Asoda notes, article 907. Moses' hands were heavy, meaning it was heavy and hard for Israel to maintain the importance of Moses' hands. This means that they felt heaviness in faith, that the burden of faith was a burden and a toil for them. They took a stone and placed it under him. Evan, stone, comes from the word havana, understanding. This means that they took all the understandings and concepts and placed them under Moses, meaning under faith. That is, faith, which is called Moses, rode over the mind called understanding and stone. And Aharon and Hur, they supported him, meaning the faith, helping Israel raise Moses' hands. In other words, they gave strength to the people of Israel to exalt faith. This is the meaning of "his hands were faith until the sun set." In other words, they took upon themselves the faith up to the measure of the annulment of all the power of the intellect called sun. Again, excerpt number 11.
Okay, read.
Bala Sulam from Shamati, article 59, concerning the staff and the serpent. If his work is based on earthliness, he can always be fine. But if the basis for the work is on the discernment of bestowal, and above reason, he needs perpetual efforts so as not to fall into his route of reception and within reason. One must not be distracted for a minute, or he will fall into his root of earthliness, called dust. As it is written, "For dust you are, and to dust shall you return." And that was after the sin of the tree of knowledge. One examines, if one is advancing in Kedusha, in holiness, or to the contrary, since another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. The Zohar gives us that sign that specifically on the basis of faith, called a staff, is one imparted fruitfulness and multiplication in the Torah. This is the meaning of the staff of Aaron budded. The budding and growing comes specifically through the staff. Yes, what's 12?
Excerpt number 12.
Okay, it's a dozen. Let's do it.
Rabash, Article 14, what is the need to borrow kelim from the Egyptians? When Moses and Aaron came to the sons of Israel, as it is written, and Moses and Aaron went and gathered all the elders of the sons of Israel, and Aaron said all the words that the Creator had said to Moses, and performed the tokens before the eyes of the people, and the people believed and heard. We see from this that as soon as Moses and Aaron came to the sons of Israel, they accepted all the words that the Creator had said to Moses with faith above reason. And everything that the Egyptians made them understand, with all the questions and doubts about the faith of Israel, did not count at all, because they went above reason. For this reason, the fact that the whole time they were in exile could not impact them at all now.
Excerpt
number 13, Rabash, Article 14, what is the need to borrow kelim from the Egyptians? Concerning the borrowing of the kelim from the Egyptians, when the Creator asked Moses to ask Israel to borrow kelim from the Egyptians, we asked, why did the Creator have to ask Israel for such a thing? Why would the people of Israel not want to borrow these kelim? The answer is that when Moses and Aaron came as the Creator's emissaries to bring the people of Israel out of exile, it is written, and the people heard and believed, meaning with faith above reason. And they did not need anything or had any desire for high degrees. They were content with being able to engage in Torah and Mitzvot without any disturbances from the Egyptians.